This week in our Anatomy of a Play, we break down the zone read. Here's Ross Tucker to break it down for us. Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Today we're going to take a look at a concept and a play that's been talked about probably more than any other over the last few years, and that is the inside zone read play. You have heard people call it the zone read, the read option. It's all the same thing, and the idea is to try to put the number count back on the offensive side. You know, most running plays, the quarterback's out of it. He's handing the ball off, so the defense has a number count advantage. On the inside zone read, the quarterback is a threat. Ideally, he's athletic enough that he's a threat, and so the defense has to try to account for him. Up front, everybody's just running zone. Everybody's going that way. All the offensive linemen are getting their flow that way, as is the running back. He's running like it's inside zone. The guy that needs to make a decision and the guy that they're reading is the backside defender. If he closes down the line to try to get in on the running back handoff, then the quarterback has the ability, if he wants, to pull the ball and take it around the outside. If that defender stays right where he is and plays the quarterback who has the option to pull it and run, then there should be room on the backside, because as you can picture this, all of this mass of humanity is running in that direction, pushing in that direction. If this guy's gonna sit and wait on the quarterback because he's a threat, that is gonna create some space right in there. That's typically where you'll see these running backs put their foot in the ground, cut it upfield, because that's where the space in the defense is after they read what that backside defender elects to do.
Great job, Ross, breaking down the zone read on the whiteboard. Let's take a look at it here on the video screen. You're going to get the Buffalo Bills, Tyrod Taylor, one of the better zone read quarterbacks in the NFL. Obviously, he's a mobile guy, so he's always a threat. But what you need, first and foremost, is a threat from the running back to run the football. In order to get these guys to honor it, the quarterback has the ability to pull it out and run it himself. And because this running back has that ability, this end sucks down in on a running back. Taylor pulls the ball out. He has a lead blocker coming through. Nice job of tucking it. Nice pickup of about 15 yards. Extra flag there, but it's a great concept. Tyrod Taylor, perfect read there. Now, we obviously know mobility is an attribute you certainly need for the zone read to be effective. But you don't have to be as fast as Tyrod Taylor. You just need to be a threat. And because you have the pop pass that some teams like to run off of the zone read, like we see here, this is still a threat to throw the ball. Alex Smith could pull this ball out and throw it out here to the wide receiver, and he has blockers up here. You see these guys running here? That's what they're honoring, because that's a threat right there in the passing game. Good read by Smith. He sees this, so he hands the ball off to the running back, and it's a big run up the field for the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, we know this is Doug Peterson's offense. We keep talking about it being a West Coast offense, but Doug has told us that the zone read is a concept that he's going to implement in there, because it's a great weapon to have.